This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush was so right to move toward a ban on chlorofluorocarbons. The world community was excited and all agreed. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, an international conference was recently convened to find solutions to restore the diminishing ozone layer. I'm talking about the scientific definition of ozone, Ted, not the liberal, fuzzy ozone you frequently find yourself up to your neck in. Damage to the ozone has been found to cause cancer, cataracts, and harm to the immune system. Prior to the conference, President Bush directed our fine new EPA Administrator Bill Riley to state that the United States would endorse a ban on CFCs, which are used in aerosol sprayers, computer hardware, and for coolants. CFCs are the chemicals found to do the greatest damage to the Earth's ozone. President Bush's leadership is helping to spur more members of the world community toward a worldwide ban, Ted. It's a key environmental issue, Ted, and he sure scored big here.
Al, President Bush did the right thing on ozone, but he did it a little late. The president was embarrassed when our European allies went off without him with their own pledge to stop polluting the ozone layer by the year 2000. President Bush scrambled to catch up and announced his own commitment. As the saying goes, when you're about to be run out of town, get out in front and make it look like a parade. The ozone fiasco is just one more example of the disarray in the administration. What's more, Al, the administration's actions didn't go far enough. The year 2000 is a long way off. It gives too much time for more pollution. The health danger from destruction of the ozone is serious. We ought to expedite our action and ban those polluting chemicals as soon as possible. Instead of playing catch-up to the Europeans, Al, the administration needs to speed up its decisions and shape up its policy. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a way he might like to make government programs more effective. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System.